Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, we're going to learn about the important work of breathing and hyperbaric oxygen therapy from two very wonderful ladies here in Los Angeles, the owners of Oxenergy 2, Michelle and Chloe Bobok. So you two lovely French ladies have been very pioneering in starting hyperbaric therapy, I feel like, in one of the best places in Los Angeles that I've been to. So Michelle, tell us about what inspired you to bring hyperbaric oxygen therapy into your treatment options for patients and your clients and why you love it.
Okay, so it was more at the beginning a self-study. During COVID, I had a lot of people around me that were very sick and they could not find the treatment. And it was all about the lungs and the breathing system. So I did a lot of research. And upon my research, I think I was very lucky to find out that hyperbaric oxygen chamber are one of the best therapy that can help not only with the lungs and the breathing, but it helps all our systems in the body. And it's a really integrative medicine and it's a safe and natural treatment. So,
just to expand on that a little bit. So hyperbaric oxygen therapy is not super well known. It's definitely becoming more well known as time goes on, but in the beginning, it was sort of people, when they heard about it, they were kind of confused. They weren't sure what it was, or it was very well known for certain conditions, but not well known for other conditions. So the reason we started Oxenergy was to educate people on the benefits of hyperbaric that they may not have heard of, and just to kind of mainstream it and show people, hey, it can help you for X, Y, and Z, even though nobody's talking about it. Let us let you know.
So it started with interest in COVID and lung recovery and obviously ventilation, oxygenation. And now there is so much information out there that shows hyperbarics are beneficial for anti-aging, bioregenerative therapies. I think it's great for sports and recovery injuries, inflammatory diseases and autoimmune diseases, after plastic surgery and for healing, like for vascular occlusion patients, it's so important. And I've even seen research about hyperbaric therapy being used for stroke patients to improve stroke recovery or cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, and autism. So there is like a huge field of exploding, you know, parameters for what we can do with hyperbarics. You guys are really focused on safety. And I think that's something that we need to teach the average consumer who wants to try a little biohacking on the side and try hyperbarics. What's considered good hyperbaric and what's considered bad or dangerous with hyperbaric? Chloe, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I'll take that one, and then Michelle can expand a little bit. Yeah. So number one, there's some health conditions that are contraindications in terms of hyperbaric. For example, I'll name a few: glaucoma, fluid in the lungs, collapsed lungs, some medical implants in your body that are electric, they have to be pressure tested, which means you have to contact the manufacturer, see what pressure it can go up to, and then you need to make sure that that device can withstand the pressure in the chamber. Mm-hmm. There are also, when the room in the hyperbaric chamber, if it's filled with oxygen, you cannot wear anything but cotton clothing. You can't bring in any electric devices when it is filled with 100% oxygen in the chamber, because oxygen, as you know, is inflammatory. So there are definitely a lot of safety precautions you need to take in order to go into a hyperbaric chamber. And we make sure all our clients here are well taken care of, and we follow every safety protocol, because it's super important. As much of a great treatment as it is, there's definitely steps you need to take to make sure you're getting the right treatment at the right place.
Yeah. And I've seen patients who've gone and told me, well, I sat in a little plastic tent and I had oxygen blowing through it, and they think they're getting hyperbaric or oxygen therapy. And what do you say to that, Michelle?
You know, I mean, each one has a different things, but you have to go with what is about the compliance and make sure that you keep your patient safe, number one, and that you're giving them the right treatment. I mean, the machine has to go under pressure first and then after deliver oxygen. So it has to be both components at the same time in the machine.
Yeah, so with the soft chambers, a lot of the times the conditions that you're going to do hyperbaric for, the soft chambers, which can go only go up to a certain amount of pressure, is not as effective for you. It's not going to be super effective. You might not see a difference. So it's really important to find out which chamber is right for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say soft chambers are very good. They're safe for home and it's a good maintenance. And sometimes to be in a lower pressure, it's very good also, because it's not true anymore that more higher pressure you go, more you have to do treatment. It depends of your condition.
Exactly.
So a lot of conditions, the soft chamber are very good also. So especially for the people who want to keep it at home and they want to have a maintenance program and they go regularly on it, they are proactive on their health, or it's the conditioning before before a match or a championnat, you know, so then it's good. But when you go on the hard shell, is more of a deeper treatment because you treat different condition as well.
And then what are some benefits for hyperbaric therapy? Like, what do you think are the top five benefits that patients can experience when they come out of a machine?
Okay, I think that from the experience that we have, I see a lot of people coming out more calm. They always tell me that they have a better sleep at night. I see also people more happy, gain of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as especially in the aesthetic area or wound condition, the skin is closing back. And a big improvement on those. And they're very happy. And the swelling also get much reduced, the bruising and the swelling. So I see a lot of people very happy on that. And of course, people have other condition, more deeper condition, very big skin condition or anything. They need to do a lot more of session of treatment to see the results.
Right. And then our mental clarity. So when I came and tried hyperbaric therapy with you, I was shocked and astounded at how the rest of the day I was really free of any brain fog. I had so much really fast, precise thinking, and it was just cutting edge, like really.
Yeah, it's the reason why for long COVID and brain fog, people are fatigue, chronic fatigue, people see the results right away, even mold intoxication or any kind of intoxication, they love it because they see the results more quicker, and they're very happy about that.
Yeah, it was impressive. I felt so much mental clarity and I got a ton of work done. And I just think that I really felt better skin perfusion and resting. You know, I think anxiety, rest, calming, all those things can occur. Anti-inflammatory benefits as well.
Yeah, a lot of we have a lot of plastic surgery patients come here, and a lot of the times they come with anxiety because it's very anxiety provoking coming out of surgery, not having energy. Am I going to look good? You have a lot of anxiety. So when they leave the chamber, they feel so much better. And I'm not talking about pain or inflammation. I'm talking at mentally. They feel better and more calm.
So both.
They get
the whole package.
That's so true. And then in terms of like angiogenesis, so hyperbaric therapy can stimulate blood flow, angiogenesis, and healing. Can it have some negative effects with cancer, or is it considered to be still safe in that regards?
It's considered to be safe because the hyperbaric, the oxygen when you breathe and you go under pressure, doesn't act on the bad cells. It acts only on the good cells, and it reproduces the good cells. So in fact, it makes you stronger and give you more power. With a side effect that you can have, it alleviate them, it help you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no danger at all.
We always recommend to consult with your doctor and get your doctor's approval, of course, before coming here. If you do have a condition like cancer, though, definitely we need to be in contact with your doctor and make sure you're all clear and good to go.
Yeah, of course. And in terms of other treatments that you guys are doing, do people combine hyperbaric therapy with IV hydration or other types of treatments?
Yeah, at Oxygenergy too, we have a lot of protocol, and we have those protocol for different conditions. So it depends of what people are looking for and what their type of inflammations are. So the light therapy works very good. You do light therapy before going into the chamber. Red light therapy.
Red light or blue light. Yeah, red light for
light. Usually yeah, red.
Inflammatory.
It depends if it's for the skin only or for deep inflammation. So I think it works very well.
Uh-huh.
And then when they want to feel even superpower after the hyperbaric, we advise them sometimes once every 2 weeks to do an IV with a nutrient. We have also a doctor on site, a naturopathic doctor that can test you on your nutrient, micronutrient, and decide where you need to add more, where you need to add less, and which kind of treatment therapy IV you should have.
Yeah, and like a lot of our patients who do surgery or any aesthetic procedure, we talk to them about the importance of biotin in terms of collagen, tissue, bone growth, for healing.
Hydration.
Hydration, of course, you need hydration. So yeah, we really, really customize every protocol for every single patient that walks in here.
Yeah, we have different area also. We have a biocharger. I don't know if you know what is a biocharger.
No, I'm going to have to come and try that. What is a biocharger?
Yeah, we have a room, we call it the energy lounge. And it's a black room where you have some visual as very relaxing imaging with a music that really play with the brain wave. And at the center of this room, we have a machine that gives some frequency. Okay, it is made out of different coil, Tesla coil, and made of all the gas that we have in our body. And this machine grounds you and put you to the frequency that you should be in balance with the earth.
It's kind of like sending electricity to your cells. So yes. Each of our cells have 1.4 volts of electricity in them. So technically we're beings made of electricity. They get depleted all the time, the energy in our cells, which causes us most of the time to get sick. So this machine kind of uses you as a conductor of electricity because we're not outdoors. We're not in the ocean. We're not in the sun. We're not in the grass. So this kind of just helps replace that in a sense of charging your cells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I think I love that practice of grounding and making sure you connect and being outdoors. Someday we won't be tied to our desks and we'll just have like virtual computers that let us be at the beach doing our job.
The VR headset, the new Apple Pro Vision. Do you see that?
I've seen it, but I just worry about all the EMF. Like I'm thinking
yes,
like electronic exactly. frequencies right next to your brain, you're going to get a brain tumor easily. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. You're right.
Absolutely.
You guys are members of the International Hyperbarics Association. Was there some cutting edge research that you heard at the latest meeting or anything that really stands out to you as what's going to change in your industry?
Yeah. Something I'll start is something really cool. So we go every year to their conference that they have. Last year it was in Florida. And Dr. Joseph Dottori, he is a deep sea hyperbaric expert, and he spent, I think, 60 days, maybe 100, more, 100 days, 100 days underwater, which is equivalent to 1.7 atmospheres. I'm pretty sure that's how many, I might be wrong, don't quote me, but he spent that much time, 100 days underwater in like a little room that was sealed off, so under pressure, to see the effects it would have on his body to spend 1 month under pressure. Mm-hmm. And he'd still swim down and visit him, and it was cool. His cortisol levels shot down. His inflammatory markers were nearly eliminated. Wow. Very cool.
But yeah. That's like being in jail for a while.
like it was extreme for sure. But he's a very science-based guy. He loves doing extreme stuff.
Yeah. And also they realized that there is different protocols. So now they came that if you do really 2 hours a day of hyperbaric and you play with like you air brake, but not air brake, just removing your mask. The machine bring you down to the pressure, to the lower pressure, higher pressure, lower pressure, higher pressure, like with the same air brake. So it really stimulates the growth of the stem cells. Mm-hmm. So which is an amazing thing because we all want to have good stem cells and as much as we can to fix the our inner body, okay, mental body, organic body, you know, all the body. So it's a great research, okay, that so they came out with new
so
things.
Is that a protocol you guys can do in your tanks where you can
yes.
change pressure alternating?
We bought the computer. We bought the computer. It's a fully different machine that you incorporate, and the computer does it. So we don't have to stop the machine. You go out to have a real air break, and then you come back up to simulate hypoxia in the brain, which stimulate the growth.
We have a stem cell protocol, and it's people do it. They love it.
They love it, and they see big results. Okay, I did it myself for my cognitive brain. You know, as you age, I mean, your cognitive decline. Okay, so I've been really working on that, and I've seen. I think Chloe, I've seen an improvement.
Oh yeah, she's seen a huge improvement in her.
Yeah, and I did my telomere test, and the telomere showed that I
reversed
my
aging her age
7 years from 7 years.
Wow, that's impressive. And
yeah,
then, is there such a thing as too much hyperbaric? Like, how often do you two use your tank since they're right there? I mean,
me, I do it at least 3 times a week, and I'm gonna start back another session of 40 after the 18, because I'm traveling. I come back on the 18, and I decided to be very, very serious to do another telomere to test myself. So hopefully we can have another podcast, and I'll tell you if I got even younger than those.
You're getting younger and younger. You do look good, even from last time I saw you. But your telomere testing. So telomeres are the caps of the chromosomes and DNA. And as we age, the message doesn't replicate as well. The telomeres come unfurled.
They get shorter. They get
shorter. Yes. So we're able to detect aging changes and loss of the DNA information as we go from cycle to cycle. So that's what you're referring to. So improvement in that. Great.
Yeah, it's really great. It's exciting to see people.
Yeah. When in young newborns that get too much oxygen therapy, they get overgrowth of the blood vessels to the eye, and they get retinopathy of prematurity from too much oxygen. Is there any risk for us getting too much oxygenation?
So you're talking about babies, are they under pressure or are they?
They're not under pressure. They just are in, in the NICU and the ICU and those incubators, but they're getting high flow oxygen, and they can get that retinopathy where it is an angiogenesis thing where too much blood vessels develop in the developing retina and it affects their vision. But I wonder if you see conditions for adults like that.
Yeah. So with the hyperbaric, I mean, we obviously all follow all the safety protocols for you to not get any side effects from too much oxygen. It does not happen because you have to be under oxygen for a very long time to get that, much longer than you would ever be here. Much, much longer.
Yeah.
And also with the vision, usually very rare that you have any side effects with your vision after, but it goes away within 24 hours if you do.
In fact, in the anti-aging process, reversing aging, your vision gets better. There is an improvement on vision. There is a lot of results on that. And even myself and my friend, we experienced that.
Yeah.
We had a better vision.
Oh, great. So benefits-wise, we can expect to have anti-inflammatory effect, improved circulation, mental clarity, and better thinking. And then what are your other ones?
Brain health is huge.
Five?
Brain health.
Brain health.
Even like when we get headaches, a lot of times our brain's inflamed, we're not getting enough blood flow. So
yeah,
the hyperbaric really helps with that. Collagen, promoting collagen.
Promoting collagen, inflammation, and cognitive.
Yeah.
Memories
and vasculogenesis and creating
and
new pathways in your body for your blood to flow.
Okay, it's got huge. It.
And tissue growth of tissue back for the wound. Okay.
Amazing. So I think people really need to try hyperbaric therapy as one of their, one of the things we can do to age better is try these new treatments as they're developed and really go to a quality place, because I think too many pop-up mom and pop shops are trying to be biohacking communities, and they don't have the level of education, expertise, and equipment. Like, your equipment is outstanding. So you really have to do your research, people, because you can blow out your eardrums. You can have, you know, blood vessels rupture in your brain or as someplace critical if you're under incorrect high pressures. We really want you to have a great experience, not damaging.
Yeah. Absolutely. We prioritize safety over anything.
Yeah. And we want to make sure you know how to depressurize your ears before going into the hyperbaric. And I wanted to add something which is amazing. There is no age for the hyperbaric. It's a state of mind. Is for the people that really want to increase their health span.
Yes. Okay?
So it's a proactive thinking.
Preventative medicine.
And preventative medicine. So there is no age for that. And I really want to integrate that. And something that really shocked me and hit my brain is at the last conference, one of the doctors said, it is criminal today if someone doesn't try hyperbaric. He said everyone should have access to hyperbaric therapy because there is a lot of people which don't feel very good, they are sick, they have different conditions, and they don't know that how much hyperbaric can help them.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that and I said, wow.
That's impressive. Yeah. I mean, it's criminal that insurance companies don't cover it so easily. You really have to them, and certain medical conditions really do need it. So I'm definitely a huge fan of hyperbarics, and I hope everybody will come and check out Oxynergy too, if you're ever in LA or in your own community, or you want to reach out to these two amazing, knowledgeable ladies with your questions on hyperbaric. Where can people find you and talk to you guys?
Thank you. Yeah, we're in Beverly Hills at 113 North San Vicente Boulevard on the second floor. Our website is www.oxynergy2.com and our Instagram is oxynergy2, or you can call us at 213-592-0201.
Amazing. That's it for now, guys. And you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare, also with stem cell growth factors, high dose antioxidants, and the best nutrients for your skin. I am all about regenerative beauty, biohacking, and pushing the boundaries of how we can change our beauty and our, like you said, our health span. It's not just about being beautiful. You have to be healthy and vibrant as we age. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.